Hall of Famer, Clyde the Glide Drexler, on the phone with us. Clyde, how are you?
I'm doing really well, fellas. How's it going?
I have to tell you, it is an honor to speak with you because for the last, 15, 20 years, I need to apologize to you.
What?
We go back to 1989, the Orlando Magic's inaugural season. I'm a young disc jockey and a car dealership in Melbourne, Florida, gave me and my radio partner floor seats to a Portland Trailblazer Orlando Magic game. And I didn't realize, being a poor kid, that when you're on floor seats, you got a waitress there that delivers you cocktails and all kinds of hors d'oeuvres. And didn't realize I was that close to the floor. And I shouted stuff at you.
You know what? I probably didn't even hear you.
Oh, yeah. You on the floor seat, I was probably no more than 5 feet away from you. And
really?
I was,
did he react to you?
He tried not to. I don't know how you could not hear it. I was bombed out of my gourd. And I'm yelling, "Hey, Drexler, you bum! Hey, you! Hey, you bum!" And you know what? As I've grown up and matured a little bit, I said, that is one of the greatest basketball players who has ever lived. You spent not rooting your team on. You went to the opposing team's star and heckled the hell out of them. And now I've got the opportunity to talk to you, and I want to apologize, Clyde, and I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I accept your apology. There's no problem. That's why you go to the game. It's an outlet. It's entertainment.
I'm sorry.
That's probably not a good idea, because you know why? Because the guys on the other team, your home team, they're looking at you like, why are you pissing him off?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, motivate him.
And as we were talking, you know.
That was a long time ago. You know, these days, the players will go after you.
Yeah, I know.
No, they'll only go after you guys if you throw something at them and hit them.
That's true.
You can say whatever you want, really.
Did that ever bother you, or did you just tune it out?
Oh, I thought it was hilarious. Absolutely. What he did was made me torch his own team. I'm going to kill you guys now. I was half asleep because we're tired. We played 4 games in 5 nights. But now I'm going to torture you.
And you know what? And I think Portland did because we had, I think, the Stars on the Magic.
Yeah, it was
at
not the
time.
Strongest lineup for Orlando.
I believe we had.
I think you had Scott Skiles and those guys.
Yeah! Do you know how.
It was terrible. So, you know, usually when you play terrible teams, you have a tendency to kind of sleepwalk.
Not that night.
Thanks to you, you probably woke me up.
I did. You guys killed him. It was unbelievable.
Who they have on him? Catledge?
Yeah, Terry Catledge and Scott Skiles. And
Otis Smith.
Yeah, Otis Smith, you're right. Oh, man.
He's a good sport.
You are. You know what? Thank you, Clyde. Thank you for being a good sport about it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. That's why you go to the game. When I go to the games, I give everybody a hard time on the other team. Like football, baseball, I call them all bums.
I was doing stuff like the Bonanza thing. Bum, 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 bum.
Okay, don't push your
luck. No, I'm not going to. Clyde, being a member of the Hall of Fame, the 50 all-time greatest players, is it true? And again, you got to go back when the NBA draft was going on. You weren't the first player selected. Didn't Houston pass on you?
Houston had the first and the third pick, and they didn't pick me with either pick.
And of course, coming from the University of Houston, the Phi Slamma Jamma, you wind up in Portland. Now, granted, you went to a couple of NBA finals with Portland, didn't win. It was when you were with Houston. But, you know, I've heard this throughout NBA history, like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was playing in Milwaukee, and they wanted him eventually get out of Milwaukee, go to L.A., where you can become a superstar. Mm-hmm. Playing in Portland, when you had guys like Dr. J in Philadelphia, and you had Michael playing in Chicago, did you appreciate playing in Portland, or did you wish that you had a team like, say, on the East Coast that got all the attention?
See, everybody always said that if I played in New York or L.A., people would have known me more than they would have known Michael Jordan, because our teams are very similar. my game was perhaps a little bit more dynamic. But that's in my own mind.
Well, I mean, you got to.
But, you know, sometimes you have to go with the person that brought you to the dance. Now, Portland had enough faith in me to draft me when all the other teams passed.
Right.
And so that was my perspective. This is the team that took a chance on me. And I'm going to stay with them as long as they want me.
And I'll tell you right now, those some of those Portland years where you were playing, you guys had one heck of a basketball team.
Yeah. So, I mean, we were the best team in the Western Conference for about a 3 or 4 year period. And even though we never won, you know, certainly the task of getting there is a daunting task, especially when you're supposed to do it. How many teams don't make it when they're supposed to?
Quite a lot of them. What did it mean, though, to finish? I mean, you played a long time in the NBA. What did it mean to finish your career in Houston and get that championship ring? Was it something that you felt before you hung up the sneakers, you wanted that championship, and it was wound up being Houston giving it to you?
Well, it's great because I played my college ball in Houston, 5 Slammajama.
Yep.
Great memories there, especially every year in March when they bring that stuff up. North Carolina State University Houston game, but let me tell you, if you're ever fortunate enough to play in an NBA game, then you know it's just the best gig ever, especially if that's what you dream you wanted to do as you were growing up. And so I've been blessed from day one, and so you know I've always loved the game, and the game has been great for me. Now that I'm retired, I still love the game, guys.
You played so long at a high caliber. Member of the Dream Team that got the gold medal in 1992. When does a superior athlete such as yourself, who played so long, when does it start getting into your head that maybe I should think about retiring, that I'm not keeping up? Because you look at Michael Jordan. He retires from the Bulls and then decides that he's going to go and play for the Wizards. And while he played well, he wasn't the Michael Jordan we remember.
He was absolutely terrible. And some things guys should never do. And I'm sure he would be the first to tell you that was a mistake.
Yeah, that one.
You know, his team was terrible. They lost. And yet, you know, all the teammates got mad at him for shooting too much. It was a very unpleasant experience for a legend of the game, and he deserved better. But at the same time, I played 15 years, but I started when I was 20, ended when I was 35, so I had a very young career.
Yeah.
And I could have played 4 or 5 more years when I quit, but I wanted to leave before people start telling me to leave. I wanted to leave at the top of the game because it's embarrassing to me to not do the things that you're known for doing. I think it's a young man's game, and when you no longer think you're at the top of the game, and you've been there for so long, I think it's time to hang them up and do something else. I was still playing at a very high level. I said, I'm going to leave before someone asks me to leave.
Right.
A la Brett Favre. Brett Favre left 5 years ago. Some guys overstay their welcome, and yes, you can still do it from time to time. But to have the success that you're capable of and without jeopardizing any more of your health, it's just not a smart move. It's a young man's game, guys. And I'll give you the actual physical evidence that backs up the statement. It's a young man's game. The reason you get your pension 10 years earlier than the average American is because your lifespan is shorter, because you break down your heart and everything in your body so much that your life expectancy is 10 years shorter than the average American.
Wow.
And so if you've been fortunate enough to play for 10, 15 years, what are you doing still there? Are you a moron or what? The public? I mean, cause it can't be about the competition because you're tired of that. It's all about ego at that point, I believe.
Well, you know, and you talk about the mistake that Jordan made with the Wizards, but his second comeback, on the other hand, I will never forget it. And again, it goes back to the Orlando Magic when Nick Anderson made the mistake of going, boy, 45 sure as hell is a lot easier to cover than 23, and Jordan went nuts.
But you know what? Orlando still beat him that year.
That's right.
And we beat Orlando at Houston.
I know. I know, Drexler.
You're well aware of that, aren't you, Stan?
I also want to talk to you about the game itself. But what has happened to the NBA, say, over the last 10 years?
Oh, the NBA has gotten better, stronger, and faster, guys. Trust me. It's a wonderful product. You don't know that the game has grown each and every year. It's probably the most global sport in the entire world.
That's true. That is true.
We've got a global following now that pretty much surpasses our domestic following.
That is true.
The NBA has expanded exponentially on an international level, and the game is as good as it ever been, has been financially and in terms of the physical game.
And the thing
do you think it's just the personalities?
The personality, you know, people have grown to love these young stars because they've proven themselves.
Maybe.
And that's the thing. When you have the old guys who make the transition between leaving and you got to get to know the young players, that's a tough transition for any sport.
Maybe that's
it. The NBA made it. They fought through the lean years, and now they have so many great and talented young players that everyone identifies with that they're back. They've never really left, really.
I guess that's it, Clyde, because, you know, old guys like Haney and I, we remember our stars growing up as kids. And when the league changes and the young stars start coming in, it's an adjustment not for the fans in general. It's the ones that grew up watching you guys play, I guess.
Exactly. And see, it happened to me in football when I, you know, used to watch the Packers and Cowboys. When that whole genre changed, when Staubach retired and Tony Dorsett and those mm-hmm. guys, it took me a long time to get back into football.
I got to pick your brain for a second. Who was the guy in your NBA career that you dreaded guarding?
Oh, everybody, because in the NBA, on any given night, anybody can embarrass you. You can be posterized.
Who was the biggest trash talker?
Larry Bird, by far. And he was good at it because he could back it up.
He is Clyde the Glide Drexler. It has been a pleasure. And, again, I apologize, Clyde, for what I did all those years ago.
Oh, hey, let me tell you something. You were justified. You were a fan, and you paid your money. You could, I mean, that's the beauty of going on the road. You want to see fans who really love their home team. And
yeah.
We respect that, actually, as athletes. You want that. And hopefully some of our guys do that at our arena.
Clyde, it's been a pleasure.
It's my pleasure, and continued success, guys.
Thank you, buddy.
Great talking to
bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
management of Beasley Broadcasting would like to thank Stan and Haney for their decades of dedication to this radio station. We'd like to, but we won't. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
I know you want it.
Oh, yeah.
Can't talk about that, though.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting story.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Tuesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Thank you for joining us. It is Tuesday, but as I like to call it.
Oh. What am I dealing with here? Joan London?
Can I say something right now?
You're going to tell me about a place for Mom?
No. No. How about a place for Stan? How about a place? You know what? And I've said this before. And we started doing this about 10 years ago. Haney and I are looking at each other. We're sitting here. And we've spent a lifetime together. And we feel the bones starting to creak a little bit. And they always have those advertisements for luxury senior living. Now, we don't qualify for
that. Do you have
yet.
Any idea how expensive that is?
I don't care.
You better.
I'm just saying for you and I. Like, you have to be, what, 65 plus? We're not there yet.
Let me tell you.
And this was 10 years ago, and...
It looks great, yeah.
Can you imagine living in your own apartment, but you have the restaurant there, all activities, on-site medical care, on-site grocery, your own restaurant, everything right there at your fingertips where you don't have to do a GD thing. You just live the luxury.
Now, do you want to go now.
Take me now.
You want the reality?
What?
Okay.
It's expensive, and they'll clean you out.
It's very expensive. There are add-on fees, and you think you don't have to do anything.
And
to an extent, it's true.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, you will go from being successful Stan to being an employee. And your boss is a large Haitian lady that don't take no lip. And if you give her lip, then she's going to have you restricted.
That's if I have to go to my therapeutic swim class to get my knees back in order after the replacement.
Let's say you wake up and don't feel like going.
Yeah.
You're going.
Not with the luxury living.
No, you're going.
If I'm living in luxury... I'll go when I
want to go. If you can't go to your therapeutic swim class, that must mean you don't belong here anymore, because they always need beds. And if they decide they don't like it, you're out. You know what the key to senior living is?
What's the key?
There is only one.
What?
Only one.
What?
You have to know when you're going to die.
Oh, they don't want you dying on the premises.
You have to know when you're going to die, because then you can budget.
Yeah. Well, that's true. That's anything.
Some people,
hold on.
Some people live too long, and they end up living off pennies. Other people, they've saved all their lives, and they die before they get to spend any of it.
I've talked to my financial advisor, and that's the whole thing.
You got to know when you're going to die.
I don't know what the experts say, and I can't remember. I think they say...
They probably wouldn't say what I'm saying, but they'd agree with it.
Plan for, 20 years... After your retirement, where you got to have that nest egg and all of your 401ks are going in and all your Roth and all. They plan on living 20 years, budget, 20 years after you retire. But some people will live longer than 20 years and they're in trouble now. And then, you die before 20 years. You know, you retire at 65. Suddenly, you're dead at 68.
Yeah.
And then you get all that money that your family gets, and you know, didn't want to leave it to them in the first place.
Well, I think you need to spend money while you can walk.
Yeah. People say, how long do you want to live? As long as I can do what I want to do.
People can't conceptualize it. They don't want to. Here's an easy way.
What?
Imagine the sickest that you've ever been.
Yeah. Oh.
Maybe it was with the flu or something.
Pneumonia.
Where you just couldn't get out of bed. Yeah. Now imagine that all the time.
Yeah, I can't. I would not that.
You're not going to be thinking about spending money.
That's why.
And let me tell you, the biggest luxury for seniors that have to be in some sort of place.
Pudding for dessert.
Freedom. Privacy.
Oh, I know.
Because you may have been on a schedule your whole life. Like me, I like to stay up late.
Yeah.
That's not allowed at the facility.
Lights out at 8. Mm-hmm. I can't wait for that because I'm going to be in the next room. I'm going to be in the next room, and then they're going to say, lights out at 8, and I'm going to say, okay. And the gentleman next door, make sure his lights are out, too. His lights are out, too. Okay?
What, are you paying for me?
Huh?
You paying for me?
No. No.
Then how are you going to be in charge of when my lights are going out?
Because I'm
going
to make sure that that Haitian woman knows that you get the lights out at 8 o'clock, just like everybody else.
Stan, I hate to tell you this, but the Haitian woman has a lot of melanin in her skin. And when you and I have interacted with women of color, who comes out on top?
Look, it don't matter.
Remember the Atlanta
airport?
I remember. I had to order you a beer because she wouldn't serve you.
And I feel that's discrimination.
Yep. And you remember my sweet tea?
Yep. Come here, sugar.
We're not really open yet. And Stan's banging on the air. I can see you're in there. Give me something to drink. And I go, I sure would like a sweet tea. I've been traveling all night. Well, we're not really open yet, sugar, but I'll get you something.
I'll get you some sweet tea.
Could sugar. Could I get a coffee too? Okay. I don't wanna push it. And she goes, is it for that one? Well, since you asked nicely, I will, but I don't know what you're doing with him. That's a rude man. And you know it's true. So you better think that through,
the
Buster.
The first time it happened,
in New Orleans?
No, no! When we were
remember?
In...
Remember?
Yeah, I remember that, too. When we were in Atlanta, that was coming back with the sweet tea, sugar. When we were going...
At Budweiser? Atlanta,
it was at the Budweiser thing there.
Uh-huh.
And I'm standing there with my glass empty. She walks up to both of us, takes yours, and fills it up for you.
Uh-huh.
Mine's still sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar.
And I had to get her for you.
Yeah, I should have videotaped it and posted it online.
Yep. She would have nothing to do with
you. Nothing. And I didn't do anything to her.
You did something.
I don't know what I did.
I don't know what it is either, but you did something.
Well, you know what? Things can change on a dime, and then I can go, and somebody's going to like me at the luxury living facility, and when they say, lights out at 8 o'clock, your light's out! Or if I have to go in there myself and break the bulbs.
Well, then you'll be known as a problem resident who wanders.
Well,
yes, nurse.
Yeah.
It's not his fault. He's not in his right mind, but he's going shopping again. He's going through my clothes. He thinks they're his.
We'll be back.
Oh, I'll get you.
Don't even. Stan and Hank.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Do you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain?
Then why don't you go pound some sand up your ass, you boob, yeah?
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Coming up on the show today, well, it's Tuesday. That means Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law will be joining us in studio. Taking your legal questions.
Very interested in talking to him today. There was a Jeff Sessions sighting.
Yeah, I know.
And it actually good work.
Yeah.
Talking about how there is encroachment by the, not the Justice Department, but by the judiciary on to executive power, where you've got a judge in Hawaii that brings the country to a standstill, and he aims to put a stop to it.
Yep, that's good to hear. 4 o'clock safe word could get you a thou. Later on today, Stan's name that movie. Today, the films of Liam Neeson. Got some good ones.
I have a set of very specific skills.
Yeah, that could be one of them.
Well, it could be several.
Yes, it could. Let's do the grab bag right now, brought to you by the Pewter Mug North in North Naples. New location, same great food, Pewter Mug. I gotta hand it to our girl. She knows that Halloween is not a good thing.
No.
For an adult, especially an older adult. She's learned the hard way.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
I am going to admit something to myself. I have never liked Halloween. There's always too much pressure. As a little kid, there was pressure to be adorable a little older, and there was pressure to get more candy than your friends got. Then there was the pressure to eat it all. Then the pressure to save it all. Then there was the pressure to hide it all and try to eat it when my parents were asleep. Then there was the pressure to look scary for a couple years. Then it was time to start looking hot. Then came the Halloweens when I had to look super hot, have a hot date, win the costume contest, and not drink so much that I'd puke. Now there's pressure to not be the older woman in the too young costume. But I also don't want to be the still hot enough to look good but wearing an old lady costume girl. And I've still got the pressure to not puke at the office party while drinking all the zombies under the table. And let's be honest, I still have the pressure to eat all my candy when no one's looking. I really, really hate Halloween.
And was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Astonishing, really.
Yeah. Shocking.
Has she become self-aware?
I don't know, because 96.1% of all the women out there still think Halloween's the best. Let's get dressed up in sexy something. Well, this happens to, and you can't blame the old codger. Happens every Halloween. An 85-year-old guy from Ohio.
God, my God. Can you imagine living 85 years having to deal with more nonsense?
85-year-old guy in Ohio named, what a great old person name, Delbert Holsinger.
Like it.
Yeah. Delbert Holsinger. Made his front yard look like a plane had crashed. Fake skeletons in the cockpit.
Mm-hmm.
It all looked real enough for at least one Gladys Kravitz to call 911 and say, there's something wrong here.
That's the witch's head I put down there to, as a passenger or whatever. This guy here was the pilot, and that's... I actually got that last year when, after Halloween, when everything went on sale, I just picked it up. I can't pass up sales. I wanted to do something with it, and my son-in-law helped me put it in the tree and get it set up. I like looking at things like that, and I check things out when I drive down the highway. They ought to forget their concerns and things like that, and then let people laugh and have a good time.
Yeah, well,
God, I like him.
Plain correct, Delbert. Del, yeah.
He found something to occupy himself.
Mm-hmm.
Thought people would enjoy it.
Because
he likes to look. He likes to look at things.
Yeah, when he's driving down the highway at 85 years of age. I'm going to play this. This goes about 2 minutes and change. It's the story of the bitchy white woman and the very articulate and forceful black man who both lived in the same apartment complex.
Mm-hmm.
Neither one of them would give an inch.
And she really was stereotypical.
Yep.
She had the little dog with her and the whole thing.
I mean, I don't know. I'm looking at both sides and I don't know who's at fault here because both of them are in their own worlds. But here you go. A white woman in St. Louis got fired after she tried to stop a black guy from entering the building in which they both live in. He made sure he filmed it and then, of course, posted it online. She, fearing for her prissy little self, tried to block him from entering the lobby, then wanted to know what room unit he was in. And just take a listen to this. These are two people who live in the same building, both with their own agenda.
Please move, ma'am.
I can. Okay. Do you live here?
I'll be answering that question. Excuse me.
I'm sorry. The keypad is right there.
I understand that, ma'am.
But you can film me. That's fine.
I understand, ma'am, but you're blocking me.
Into my building.
Okay. Dueling cameras.
Well, so yep. I'm just gonna get out of my way.
Okay, what unit?
I don't need to say that information.
Not in a real conversation.
I'm uncomfortable.
Okay, you can be uncomfortable. That's your discretion. You're uncomfortable because of you. I need you to move out of my way, please.
No.
Ma'am, please stop touching me.
I'm not touching you.
You just was previously before.
I'm not touching you at all.
So I'm going to step in.
I'm not touching you, and I'm not in any way doing anything outside of letting my dog go to the bathroom.
Okay. And I live here and you're blocking the door.
What unit?
I don't need to tell you that. What unit do you live in?
307.
Okay, great. I'm on the fourth floor. Excuse me.
No, you don't have a key fob. You are... No.
Ma'am, you're not security. You're not the property manager. You're not Mike Herman.
No, but I live here.
Okay, and I live here too. You're not Mike Herman. You're not Rick.
I don't like the fact you have your phone in my face.
Okay, I don't like the fact that you're blocking me for where I pay.
All I'm asking is what unit.
But you're not, I don't need to tell you that information, ma'am.
If you want to come into my building.
It's not your building. You're not the owner. You pay rent.
Sir, you walked up on a street.
Yes, and I've already buzzed in. I've already
you
used
did
one.
Not.
Okay, man, it does not even matter. Can you get out of my way?
No. Can you show me the key fob into this building?
I'm not showing you anything. And the second, ma'am, I'm bound to walk through where I live at. So.
No.
Okay.
No.
Excuse me.
No.
Excuse me.
Are you kidding me?
Good Lord.
Yeah. Call the police, whatever you want to do.
Where are you going? Do you have a key fob that looks like this? I'm not being rude. I'm not being disrespectful. You walked into a building that I was taking my dog out and pushed your way in. Mm. No. Who are you going up to the fourth floor to see? No, I want to know who you're going to see.
So now you're going to follow me?
I am.
Why?
Because I would like to know who's friends and why you're here.
Because I live here.
And if you do, then I'd like to meet you because you're a neighbor.
Oh, man.
I have no, I don't want to do no dealings with you. I'm going to my house. I'm going to my house where I live at, where I pay.
I would like to introduce myself then as a neighbor.
You just follow me all the way to my door.
As a place.
And you see my keys in the door.
As a record, I just want to say hi. What is your name?
Ma'am, no. Have a good night, ma'am. Don't ever do that again. You look pretty stupid on video. Have a nice night. And my name is Mr. Toes. Thank you.
Wow.
Wow. How do you call that one, Stan? I say no winners there.
There were absolutely no winners. None. Welcome to a generation that Haney and I are not familiar with.
And
a
generation that needs to wise up. She's very lucky he did live there.
Yep.
Because her and her little foo-foo dog, if it was somebody that meant her harm, she's following him through the building,
yep.
away
right
from the
store.
Public area. He could have done anything he wanted.
Yep. I guess she lost her job.
Yeah, she worked for a real estate company, not the company that ran that building,
right.
but another one.
Mm-mm-mm.
But it's just, I mean, that's awfully young to be part of the Budinsky clan.
I know it. All right. Industry people, I guess, apparently know this. Your computer people, your electronic experts. I did not
she,
know
You
this,
know what? That's the thing. She needs to think about her own safety.
Thinking about it now.
Not everybody is in your millennial bubble.
People who created...
Do you see that, Junior?
Yes.
For crying out loud.
People who created the MP3 used the same song over and over again to test their compression.
Mm-hmm. It was quite a breakthrough at the time.
Yep. Tom's Diner by Suzanne Vega.
Ugh.
Apparently, all of them use that song because of a warm a cappella voice, and they say that that a cappella voice is the hardest thing to compress.
It gets bubbly.
So, and here it is. This is what they all use.
Oh, no. No, stop it.
I remember this. I didn't know they used it for compression.
Every time a Suzanne Vega song comes on, I picture Shelley Duvall singing it.
It's true.
Yep, she's in the Overlook Hotel singing this. Oh, look, there's the creepy twins. Yeah, thank you.
They use it to this day. They use it in case you didn't see it, maybe some of you did from Sunday Night Football, Tyreek Hill of the Kansas City Chiefs scored a touchdown Sunday night's game against the Patriots. In typical Boston fashion, a Patriots fan in the end zone threw some beer in his face.
Oh, he threw a full beer at him.
Kevin Van Pelt was running the thing on SportsCenter, and he told it like it is.
Some idiot decides, well, not just enough to give him the finger, let's throw a beer in his face. Adam Schefter tweeted that Hill and his agent Drew Rosenhaus wanted the fan who threw the beer prosecuted, 21-year-old from Mansfield, Massachusetts. He was charged with disorderly conduct and throwing an object at a sporting event. He's been banned from the stadium for future events by the Patriots. Good. Punish him. Make an example of him. This is completely unacceptable behavior, and it's a byproduct of this made-up world fueled by social media where you think you can just say anything you want to somebody with no consequence. In this instance, you think you can throw a beer in someone's face. Because why? You bought a ticket? No. Because you know that Hill can't do anything to retaliate, because if he does, you'll sue him. It is the smallest and weakest type of behavior. This isn't how life works. Actions and choices have consequences. And this is not unique to Patriots fans. We saw it last year in Jacksonville when they hosted Patriots the Seahawks. Fans. It's all too common, and it's everywhere. This guy's 21 years old, so that makes him an adult. So act like one. We use flowery terms like teaching moment these days. Strip it down to what it really is. Grow up and don't act like an idiot. Thank you.
Hope you got your ears on there, Junior. Hope you got those ears on.
I think we need to start a national conversation about that.
Yes.
Maybe invite Tyreek and the young man to get together with us for some beers at the White House.
Yeah. And then make sure you follow him to make sure he lives where he's supposed to live.
Yep.
Certainly not in your building.
Now, I think we can all agree that Tyreek Hill acted stupidly by scoring a touchdown in Boston.
Yeah, that's a foolish move. You're just inciting a riot.
I think we can see both sides.
Tonight on South Park.
Damn it. I keep forgetting to watch it.
It hasn't run yet. Tonight.
No, I haven't said, but it's a new season.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're at three in.
Oh, good. I'll binge it.
On tomorrow's South Park, the gang makes fun of vaping.
Look, that's got to be him. What are you going to do? I'm going to tell him if he sells a vape pen to my brother again, I'm going to kick his ass. Hey, you. Oh, hey, fellas. Butters, what are you guys doing? Butters, are you selling vapes? Well, sure. What you looking for? I've got strawberry, vanilla, tropical passion. What? Tropical passion. It's like mango and kiwi.
Butters, you understand this stuff is an epidemic at our school?
Yeah, and at $5 a pop, we're going to be rich.
Butters, this is for Cal.
Tonight.
On a very special South Park.
South Park. Well, somebody thought of the idea. You know what? Zito was telling me this, that this Greta Van Fleet band was being interviewed, and somebody said, well, you've got your strong influences from Led Zeppelin. And he goes, no, I don't know what you're talking about. Our influence is Aerosmith.
What?
Yeah, can you believe it? Somebody, well, I'll tell you who did it. The guy who does all the good ones, DJ Cummerbund, put together Greta Van Fleet and Led Zeppelin.
Shouldn't be hard.
Nope. They took Greta's When the Curtain Falls and the Wanton song, put them together to call it the Wanton Falls. Here's the mashup. Led Zeppelin and Greta Van Fleet. Tell me what you think of it. Like Haney said, not hard to do, especially with a band like Greta Van Fleet that got their influencing from Aerosmith.
We'll be right back.
one's pretty good.
Which one's which?
I don't know. Can't tell them apart.
But they like Aerosmith.
Both of them sound like Aerosmith.
I don't get it. Yeah, they must both be ripping off Aerosmith.
Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. I need to make an announcement, and this is for one person, but I think everybody within the sound of my voice is in on this. I can't get into all the details, but program director Jeff Zito has been waiting since Thursday for Dave the Waterman to call him back. Now, Junior and I saw him at length on Friday. We are at Tuesday.
On Saturday you saw him.
Or Saturday.
But you didn't know what he was doing that night.
No. So, program director calls Dave the Waterman on Thursday, needs to talk to him.
Mm-hmm. Kind of important.
We see him on Saturday. It's Tuesday now, and he hasn't called the program director back.
Well, that's funny. He hasn't called me back either.
I was in this room before the start of the shift.
Because when I left him on Friday, he said he'd call me this week.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard from him.
Because I was in here, and Zito said, Dave hasn't called me back. It's Tuesday. I called him on Thursday to call me. No word. And I would think it would be to
Oh,
Dave's
that's right,
benefit.
because Jeff was out of town on Friday.
Yeah. I think it would be to his benefit if he got a hold of his program director.
Well, if he was smart, yeah.
If he was smart.
Kind of important.
Yeah, but we all know that he ain't smart. He's stupid.
But he knows things.
We're going to take a break.
He knows things.
Jeez. Oh, I forgot, because Junior got it for me. I wanted to have it on the grab bag. The Family Guy episode from Sunday.
Fort Myers?
With Fort Myers. Hold on. Let me see if I can bring
you
it.
Did find it?
Yeah. He got it for us.
Good to have an audio engineer around.
Yeah. And it's in the machine now. This was at the end of Family Guy on Sunday. There it is. Let's all take a listen to this. I thought I was hearing things. Here you go, from Family Guy.
So, now that you've got me back as a friend, what are all the great things you have planned for us?
We could go see a movie.
Oh, a movie! That's a great idea. You know what'll get me out of this funk? The Equalizer 2.
Okay. All right, fine. I got nothing.
Exactly. And you were such a jealous little bitch that you had to ruin the one friendship I really cared about. You're just a big jerk, and I hate you. And there's nothing you can do to make up for it.
Fine. Maybe I'll just go out and get some ice cream.
Ice cream? I like ice cream.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's more of a bigger kid thing.
No, I've had ice cream like 6 times.
All right, come on, let's go.
You know, Brian, I'm starting to think we're going to get through our rocky road.
We had a lot of laughs tonight, but let's remember the important thing. You can't put a price on your happiness, which is why I have. It's $6,000. See you in Fort Myers, probably.
That came out of the blue.
Yeah, out of the blue. That's why I'm looking. I'm going, what? We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
Next on Locked Up Abroad. 2 unwitting men sign a shady employment contract with a mysterious man known as Beasley. 2 decades later, they're still living with the consequences. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Telephone number into the studio. Area code 239-277-9600. You contribute to the show. You could get yourself a prize. We'll take your phone calls here in just a second. What a tangled web we weave. I guess Horseface has to pay Donald Trump.
I continue to be amazed at the acumen of our president. Horseface is perfect on so many levels.
Stormy Daniels lost her case against Donald Trump.
She has to pay his lawyers.
And I was listening to some legal experts, and they say when the loser in a case like this, this defamation of character, of course, he won it on First Amendment rights, that when it is so outrageous and the judge is saying that this is complete nonsense, that's when he will go and tell the loser to go and pay the legal fees. Normally, usually, let's call it a wash. But this judge said,
frivolous.
Guess what, Stormy?
Mm-hmm.
Horse face?
I love horse face.
You've got to pay the president's legal fees. Oh, that's awesome.
They have thrown everything at him, and it's got to be infuriating to them that he's not only still standing, he's thriving.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, Pocahontas, I just checked my DNA. I'm 9% Native American. Got you beat, sweetheart. I got you beat with your 0.00.
I think most people do. That's the point.
There you go. Somebody sent us a little picture of Trump and Pocahontas.
Yeah. Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah, 277-9600. Mike Chiannopoulos in about 20 minutes, so we got time to take your phone calls. We've got Babacu Saw. We've got the Punta Gorda International Florida Air Show happening this weekend. We've got tickets for that. If you've never been to the air show up in Punta Gorda, you're going to be amazed.
Yeah,
they've got all kinds of planes, jets. I think the MiGs are supposed to be there this year.
So it's like MiG Alley in Punta Gorda?
Yes, indeed. And it's going to be this weekend. We also have $50 to the Pewter Mug North. We have Redneck Mud Park 10th Anniversary Fall Classic tickets for November 8th through the 11th. We have $20 to Subway. 277-9600. You contribute to the show. You could get one of those prizes. By the way, did you see the footage of that Lakeland city commissioner?
Yep.
Shooting that the guy that was making off with the machete?
Yep. Had a hatchet in his hand, yep. Stan.
And the commissioner shot him dead at the door.
Point blank.
Point blank. They've got that footage up, and it is disturbing. He's fighting with him, and boom, right underneath the arm.
Oh, yeah. He was, almost.
Ugh. Yeah.
And he went down.
Hard. Well, he died. 277-9600. What do you got for us, Haney? Well, you got Junior going.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Good. Who's this?
This is Scott in Fort Myers.
Hey, Scott, what's going on?
You guys were talking earlier about the luxury assisted living.
Yeah, the easy living. Yeah. They should make it somewhere around 45 you can move in.
We're looking to live the dream.
Well, I was thinking about moving into a fancy hotel.
Oh, yeah.
I won't say the name, but it rhymes with, Hilton Embassy Suites. And they do free breakfast every morning. You get a happy hour from 5 to 7 with free drinks. If you leave a good tip, they'll treat you like royalty.
Living's easy.
If you're not doing so well and you're not waking up in the morning, you got the housekeepers that'll call the cops or the ambulance for you. So I think
that's true. They'll check on you.
I guess says.
And it doesn't cost nothing.
No, it works the same way.
It doesn't cost.
Good
absolutely.
Deal. What can I get you?
I'd love Pewter Mug North. I'd love to try it out.
Done. Hold on.
I wonder if they make special deals if you want to live in a hotel?
Some.
Because I know you used to live in the Hotel Dean.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Here's the one, and we talked about this before. the cruise ship that's your home.
Yeah.
Where they have the condos.
Wouldn't that
on
be something?
The cruise ship. So your home becomes the ship. And you just go all over the world.
And if you don't want to go on shore, you don't have to.
You got your
like if it docks in an asshole country, yeah, doesn't matter. Yeah. You don't have to go.
You got your lanai. You got all the restaurants on board, all the stuff you need, and your
it's a floating city.
Yeah, your condominium is on the ship. That's living too. And he's right about some of these hotels. You know, get the free breakfast in the morning. I was at a place in Tampa staying, and they had the happy hour where if you were a guest in the hotel, you go to their little lobby room and all iced down, ice cold beer for like 2 hours where you could go and have cold ones.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah. That's the extra touch.
Is that what it is? Yeah. The extra touch?
Yeah. You can go, and because you're a guest in the hotel, you've got, and I mean one in one of those nickel barrels. With the metal handle all and the clear ice in there, all with the long necks in there.
Aww.
And there, you're a guest. Help yourself. That's living.
Well, really what it is I guess we're looking to pay people to be nice to us.
Yep, that's what it is. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, Stan and Haney, it's Mike in Naples. How are you, Mike? I'm calling to restore a small amount of faith in humanity.
Oh, that's very welcome.
We're listening.
I know you like this stuff. We have a fan of yours that sent you an email about her broken arm a couple weeks ago. Yeah, little Stella.
I'm trying to
Stella?
Remember. Oh,
little
that's
Stella.
Right. Yes.
Now, she broke this arm, and I appreciate you reading the email on the air. That made her day. She broke this arm at a local business here in Naples, and it was a kid's birthday party that had happened at, and I just wanted to reach out and let it be said that this business paid for the entire process.
Doing the right thing.
Yeah, well, it's called doing the right thing.
We have that Beasley insurance, so it's not really quite
uh-huh.
that awesome.
Yeah, it makes it tough just to get a scratch.
It did. And the owner stepped forward and said, hey, I just want to let you know
awesome.
I'll get this handled. It made it a lot easier on us.
Awesome. How's little Stella doing?
She got the cast off. She's hanging tough. She wanted me to say hello to you guys, and hopefully we get to come see you soon, if you don't mind.
Well, absolutely.
Hi back to her.
And yeah, and you give Stella our best.
Indeed, I will, guys.
All right,
thank
buddy.
You so much.
Great hearing from you. 277.
That's the way life should be.
Yeah, of course. Now, see, in today's litigious society, you have to think of the motivation of why they were doing it.
Well, not necessarily.
Well, you have
because
to. Maybe it is genuine that they wanted to do something.
In today's litigious society, a lawyer worth his salt would advise Stella's dad, don't accept a dime
right,
from them.
That's true. That's on the other side of it. Yeah, we'll go after him hard.
And with Stella's dad, what Stella's dad wants is Stella's arm fixed.
Yeah.
And the business owner is like, I'll take care of it.
Which is all good. In this very litigious society in which we live. Because, seriously, if it was me, I'd go after him. 277.
You would.
You would. 277. I don't know that I would. But
we recently had a conversation. It will remain anonymous.
Okay.
But people's perceptions are, they're malleable. You can take someone who goes, I'm not a thief, I would never steal, but if it's a corporation, a big faceless corporation, yeah, but doesn't really count because they're not going to miss it. Whereas if they were working for a mom and pop, I would not steal from them.
Two different perspectives on what would be permitted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got some big conglomerate that you're working for. Well, what's the difference if I'm taking pens or a few reams of paper or a water jug or whatever it might be? It's not hurting. But you go and you know that Fred and Mary run the store and they've had it for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to go and take that stuff because that'll hurt you because it's a direct link from you to them.
Yep. You wouldn't steal from a person you know.
Nope.
but it's okay if it's, you know, a corporation. Yeah. They're not going to notice it.
That's the way I see it. Ahoy.
Ahoy, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Good. Who's this?
This is Michael.
Hey, Mike.
I just have to comment on the piece that you were talking about earlier about having to pay for the lawyer's fee for Donald Trump. Can you imagine how much that would be?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's expensive.
He likes the best.
Yeah, he likes nothing but the best.
There is no doubt it's going to be unrealistic because he's going to protect himself in any way that he can with all of what he has. So it just blows my mind that people would even attempt that.
There's one person to blame. It's that Avenatti.
Yep. And let's remember, I truly don't understand legally, and neither does the judge. I understand why she's doing it, you know, as far as the publicity. But, you know, he gave her $130,000 to keep her mouth shut. She signed the papers and then decides, no, I'd rather talk. It's cut and dried, really.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, and I have seen this more than once.
You know, people will say, "Oh, you're thinking about conspiracy." I guarantee you, those lawyers will be paid. It ain't going to be out of her pocket.
No, but here's the thing, and I've seen it more than one time directly with people that I know. You have, just hypothetically, you have a girl. She doesn't want to be involved in any lawsuit or anything against a business for whatever it might be. And time goes by. And a lawyer will go and tell this woman, I can go and get you money. Well, I wouldn't sue them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, you can. And you're going to wind up on the positive end of things.
Yep.
And then it's going to backfire on her.
Well, you know, my favorite quote is, oh, I wouldn't take money from you. Then they talk to a lawyer, and then I'm entitled.
Yep. Now, the thing is, Avenatti's the one reaping all the publicity off this. Did you see when he was on with Tucker? She's having to go around doing gigs to mm-hmm. make ends meet.
Well, and she can because she's a headliner
right.
now.
And he's there just pushing her out. You got to keep working now. This is your chance. He's the one benefiting from all of this. And let me tell you something. If there is nobody paying those legal fees for her and she has to be stuck paying them, she couldn't pay them. It's too much.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much money. Unbelievable. And the thing is, the judge looks at it. We don't look at emotion. We don't look at somebody scorned. The judge will look at it based on merit. And when they go and they throw it out as being frivolous and absolutely ridiculous, and guess what? You put him through this and you're going to pay his legal fees. Somebody is being buffaloed because you're putting all these lawsuits for what? Attention seeking and emotion. How about what the law says? Ahoy.
Hey, Stan and Haney, it's Mike from Naples.
How many Mikes from Naples are we getting today?
I think they're all just as many as Amanda's.
Yeah, a lot of Mikes. We got a lot of Amanda's, a lot of Mikes, and Mike Chinopoulos coming up in just minutes. Yeah, Mike.
It's Stella's dad again. Oh. I was going to ask if I could take her to the air show.
I thought we took care of it.
Do you want to go take her to the air show?
Please. I'm putting her on a plane in November.
Hold on.
I thought that was taken care of.
I don't know. I can't remember. Oh, I think he wanted to come by and see her, and I said okay, and then went to another call.
Oh, you hung up on him, in other words.
I didn't hang up on him.
Yeah, you did.
I did not.
You sure did.
Ahoy. Ahoy.
Ahoy, gentlemen.
Hi, Mike.
Tyler.
All right, Tyler. What's going on?
I was actually calling in to see what the Redneck Mud Park
was.
The Mudneck Red Park he wants.
No, I don't have any. 277. No.
That was so weird watching you say that.
What?
For some reason, that bothered me.
What?
Yeah, and we got tickets to the Mudneck Red Park, and
yeah, because I'm looking over at it, and I caught my eye, and I saw mud first. But I know it's the park, Redneck.
Mudneck Red Park?
Yeah. no problem.
And there's
10th anniversary.
If you're scoring along at home, that's crash number one today.
277. You know what? I ain't got time.
Thank you, Windows 98.
Yeah, that's what he's got. When we come back, phone lines are going to be open, but we're going to talk to Mike Chiannopoulos. If you're not like Stormy Daniels and you got something legitimate, somebody's stepping on you, somebody's taking advantage of you.
I wonder if Michael Avenatti's ever tried a case.
I don't know. That's a good question.
It seems like his career is based around ripping off his partners and investors.
Yep. Being on TV a lot.
Boy, they like him.
Yeah.
They had him on all the time until they started blaming him for Kavanaugh.
Yeah. Because he did. He really screwed things up for them there. Bringing up somebody that they're baseless.
Can you believe the ball's on this guy now? And people go, yeah, I could run for president.
Ambition is a very strong, force. You got a lot of ambition. You can really put your foot in your mouth. When we come back, Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law.
You know anything about that?
I don't have ambition.
Nah.
I did have ambition early on. I lost it when I was about, 23, 24, right around junior's age.
Yeah. Yeah, I held on to mine a little longer.
Mm. You got it now?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Mike Chiannopoulos.
No, you remember, you had to kind of let me down gently and explain to me that playing music and trying to create television product.
Yeah. Every once in a while, we get an email or a phone call from a listener accusing us of being in a bad mood. It's a simple misunderstanding, really. This is our good mood. The bad mood is, well, unairable. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you so much for joining us. If you'd like to talk to Mike Chiannopoulos, he's in studio right now. 277-9600. He's a lawyer, attorney, esquire. He's here to help you. He comes in every Tuesday to do that. 277-9600. Hi, Mike.
Hi. I'm glad to be here. Was that a delayed response?
Hold on. There. Can you hear?
Now I can hear. Was that a delayed response?
Yes, it was. Right. It was a stalled response.
I've learned many things here. Plug in your headphones. Don't put dip in your mouth before the show. I've learned a lot of things here about being a professional radio personality.
You never thought that would happen in a million years, did you?
I did not.
I was sitting here.
And Stan has warned me about it before.
He's sitting there, and he's got a big dip in his mouth. And I saw, I don't know if you swallowed or you had a sneeze coming and you swallowed something.
I coughed, and I sucked it all right back in and turned green.
And he's turning purple.
But you know what? That's actually a good thing, because I think after that, nothing much bothered you anymore.
Yeah, Haney's over there going, hey, if I got to give you mouth to mouth, you ain't going to make it. You're going to die today.
But you never did it again.
No.
277-9600. Mike can help you with family law, divorce, child support, alimony, DUI. If you're being screwed over by the man, this is the guy to talk to. 277-9600.
You're getting curb stomped?
Yep. Curb stomp. I see the phone lines lighting up. 277-9600. Do you have a song? Is he ready to sing?
Are we not supposed to acknowledge?
I don't know. Are we supposed to acknowledge?
Uncle Nick's here.
Okay.
Nick Sardellis, attorney Nick Sardellis from Sarasota. We do some work together. He's down here visiting.
All right. He's just here for consult.
Say hi, Nick.
Hello, everybody.
And that's all.
That's all you get to say.
That's all he gets to say.
You know what?
He said plenty before we got on the air.
Yes.
I can already tell this is a formidable man.
Oh, yes. See, I can tell you off the air. He's very formidable.
He's very dapper.
Yep.
Dressed well. Yeah.
Yes. Sharp dresser.
Mm-hmm.
And always has a cigar with him.
Yep.
I wouldn't want to go against him.
No.
To where I learned everything from Uncle Nick.
277.
I bet you had a good teacher.
9600.
Now, has Uncle Nick ever seen you perform before?
He has. Oh, no, he's not heard me sing. He's seen me be a lawyer.
Right. I guess you have to perform a little bit there to convince a jury.
All right. But I don't sing this in front of the jury.
No,
I'll give it a try today.
Get ready, Nick.
Get ready, Uncle Nick. You haven't seen this side of him.
You going to do harmonies for him today,
sure,
Stan?
Sure, I'll bring it in there.
Bring it in, Stan.
It makes it sound fuller.
Yeah.
If you got a problem, don't care what it is. If you need a hand, I can assure you this.
I can help.
I got two strong arms.
I can help.
It would sure do me good to do you good.
Let me help. With your divorce, your DUI, anything you got going on. Child support, I'll do it all.
I want to go to Gerald right off the bat. He's been on the phone the longest, so let's take
How long's he been holding, 26 minutes?
No, not like that guy. He's just over 6 minutes.
We had a guy wait for 26 minutes to say 911 was an inside job.
Gerald, you're on with Mike Chinopoulos.
Hey, I do appreciate you really taking my call. I appreciate the stuff you do.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gerald. What do you got for us today?
Well, I have a contractor for a roof. He signed a contract, or we signed a contract, or at least an agreement, to do it, the roof, two roofs for our insurance proceeds. We were told that over and over by the salesman that we would not pay anything except the deductible. And now whatever, we never heard RCV value, whatever that is. And now they're expecting us to pay a significantly amount more than what we have other estimates for.
Right.
And, it's like I said, we've contacted, they knew about this May 8th of this year. It took them 5 months to even give us a number, which was just this October 11th or something, 12th, whatever.
Well,
and now our insurance company wants to cancel, which they already have. We sent them the cancellation notice. They didn't get back to us in more than a week, and then they gave us this number every time.
There's a lot of that stuff going around, I got to tell you, and it's unfortunate, and it always happens following a hurricane. We saw it after Wilma. We saw it after Charlie. Mm-hmm. Now we're seeing it after Irma. I mean, at the end of the day, look, I got people calling me saying these roofers committed to do this roof for X number of dollars. They made me wait 6 weeks and said, we'll be there on this day. This is the estimate. And they don't show up that day, and so they call the roofing company, and the roofing company says, oh, well, we're doing the house down the street because they're paying us more money. So I hear your frustration. All that stuff is driven by contract. And I would say this to you and to everybody else out there that's listening. This is the time now, beginning between 1 year and 2 years after the hurricane, is when we start seeing all the contract problems from the repairs that were supposed to be done. Everything is going to be driven by your contract. Bring me your contract for a free legal consultation, and I'll tell you what I think you need
to do. There you go, Gerald. He'll take a look at it for you.
All righty. Yeah, I've been having a hard time even finding anybody. I mean, I called eight or nine of them, and
he'll look at it.
Yeah. Call me. Just call the office, 239-ASK-MIKE. Tell them you just need a phone consultation with me. In the meantime, get my email address and email me over the contract, or actually just email it to my assistant. She can give you the email address when you call, and I'll look at it before our telephone conversation, and then I'll tell you what I think.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
All right.
There you go.
No charge for that for you. And it's the same thing
you've
for anybody
done
else out there.
A phone consultation you've never charged for.
I don't do that. Yeah.
Some sad news, Stan.
What?
A friend of ours, we've talked to him multiple times, Dennis Hoff. You know him?
From the Bunny Ranch.
Yep. And you know him from his HBO show. He's running for office.
Yeah.
He was found unresponsive at the Love Ranch. He's passed away at the age of 72. They say no signs of foul play. They just found him. He was gone.
Died a happy man, apparently.
Yeah, well, he
knew how to live.
He knew how to live.
If I'm going, I'd like to be going from the Love Ranch. That's all I'm saying.
You know who he is, don't you?
Yeah.
And, you know, we never took him up on the invitation.
I know that. Here's Henry on line two. Henry, thank you for holding. You're on with Mike Chinopoulos.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey, Henry, what do you got for us today?
My passport expired, so I went to go renew it. And I get a letter from the passport, whatever that division is.
I smell back child support.
Yeah. And the thing is, I've been paying that for the last 10 years. I've never missed.
You've never been in the rears?
No, I'm in the rears. That's the problem, but I've been paying it. And is Florida a zero, like, rears as far as...
That's not a state function. That's not a state function. That's a federal function because you're talking about the State Department and passports. It's governed by federal legislation. And what they want is they want to use every possible coercion, form of coercion, to make people pay child support. But there is a way around that. If you have to... Go ahead.
No, but the thing is every week for the rearage, it comes out of my check. I haven't missed.
No, they're not saying you're not paying your arrears. Yeah. They're saying you still have an arrearage to pay off, okay?
Right.
And we're not going to give you a passport until that's paid to zero. And what I'm telling you is there's a way around that. You can show them, hey, yes, I was in this horrible arrearage 10 years ago. I've been paying on it consistently for 10 years. It started at this number. It's now down to this number. I need this passport for these reasons. And as long as you've been making your payments on time, I've seen them grant those exceptions pretty regularly. It's when you're not paying that they won't grant that exception.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. So how do I go about getting that done?
There's a when they give you the rejection letter, there is an appeals process identified in that letter that says, you know, you have X number of days to do this or whatever.
90 days. Okay. 90 days. But fortunately, the hurricane hit and Tallahassee is shut down for state of emergency or whatever.
So my namesake extended your time is what you're saying. Hurricane Michael.
You know, Tallahassee is so efficient normally.
Yeah, but, right.
It'll only take him 10 years now instead of 5. Here's what I would do. Go ahead. You're going to have to do that timely. If you don't do it before the 90th day, you're not going to have a chance to. So either you do it yourself or come hire us or somebody to assist you with that process. And if you think you can do it yourself, then go ahead. If not, give us a call.
All right.
Thank you so much, buddy.
277-9600. We do have a line open if you want to talk to Mike Giannopoulos. Brian, patiently waiting on line 3. Brian, thank you for holding. You're on with Mike.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey Brian. Hey. You have to give me a second. I'm being distracted by the Christmas lights in front of me.
Oh, it's our new phone.
See
that green light? That means I got to go there next.
Okay, yeah, I'm just like a puppy. Huh?
No, it's hard to remember what green and yellow and red mean.
Yeah, because when it rings over to him, it's yellow.
Wow, see, they got out of order, man, and I got all confused.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. What's your question?
Hey, quick question. With Amendment 6, I think it's victims' rights. Are you familiar with that?
You know, I'm not. And I would tell you that I want to read that amendment. I was just thinking about that before voting. And I would tell everybody, read the amendment, because it is always the exact opposite of what they named
it. Do you agree that we should always remember to never forget? Vote yes on no and no on yes.
Yeah, what he said.
There you go.
Yeah.
If you read it.
You'll have a follow-up.
It usually means it's against victims' rights if it says for victims' rights.
You have a follow-up? Go ahead, quickly.
No. I was going to say maybe let us know next week or something like that.
Oh, I'm getting homework from the audience.
Yeah, a little homework.
There it is.
All right. Yeah, I'll do it.
You're in the club.
Right? I do want to ask you about Amendment 3 because you brought up how they twist the words, and we had this discussion on the show very quickly before we get to Eric. Amendment 3, if you remember the last election cycle, we voted for a second time to legalize casino gambling and slot machines in the state. And Tallahassee.
Off casino.
And Tallahassee had been holding it up because there are representatives in Tallahassee that don't believe in these casinos. Mm-hmm. And so they've just sat on it. And the voters were saying, hey, where are they? Like at the dog track to get slot machines. Where are they? Well, it's being held up in Tallahassee. So Amendment 3 says, would you like to have the voters say, not Tallahassee, the voters say on where casinos go and what happens, not leaving it to Tallahassee and the bureaucrats. That's the way it says. But you have to vote not yes on that. Apparently, the way to go is to vote no, because Tallahassee.
So did you vote wrong?
I don't know how I voted. I'm reading the thing. It is so misworded, because the people that want casinos are telling you vote no on it, because Tallahassee is granting casinos, and I don't know where they're being built, but they want you to say yes. Let Tallahassee have control, not the voters.
So you got to say no.
So you got to say no.
That's exactly what I'm talking about, and that should not be permitted. Okay,
it's so confusing.
Listen, I think the average American voter is intelligent. Okay, you know, we're a country where we have access to education, and we have mandatory education, albeit not so great sometimes in some public schools. But you know, the voting public is educated in this country, yet. If you give that passage of words to an educated person, they can't make any sense out of it.
No.
Especially when it's one of many.
Yeah. It shouldn't be permitted. What we need is an amendment to say you can't write stuff like this on a ballot anymore. You got to use plain English.
Mm-hmm.
This gentleman had something for you, and it was about, please talk about the amendments that are coming up. I've been trying to be an informed voter, but the verbiage of these things is ridiculous. I mean, indoor vaping and offshore drilling on the same amendment? Really?
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. And that shouldn't be allowed. It's the same thing as whether or not the governor gets a line item veto. It has to be, and it should be, just one issue per bill.
Here's Eric, line one. Eric, thank you for holding. You're on with Mike.
Ahoy, Mike.
Hey, Eric, what do you got for us today?
I was divorced about 3 years ago. I have two children. One's about to graduate high school. I've been paying spousal support and child support. And when I was at the mediation, the guy said, because my ex-wife has custody of one child, I have custody of the other one.
Okay.
I mean, meaning they stay with the other. She stays with my wife all the time. I have my son.
Okay.
So I asked him about the child support. So when my daughter turns 18, I'm done, right? And he goes, well, no, your child support will be reduced. I'm like, right. Why would that be?
Well, your son, there's still going to have to be a child support calculation done for your son. So two things I would tell you. One, she is entitled to child support until she reaches 18 or graduates high school, whichever comes later, so long as she's reasonably anticipated to graduate high school before her 19th birthday. So hopefully she'll turn 18 before she graduates and you don't have that issue. Okay.
Okay.
Or turns 18 when or after she graduates. The other issue is there's still one minor child remaining, and so they have to recalculate the child support guideline worksheet. But since you have 100% of the overnights, she should end up having to pay you child support unless you make 10 times what she makes.
Thank God. I'm so happy to hear that, because that made no sense to me when I was talking to the mediator. Yep. Nice guy.
No, but they have to recalculate the child support for that one child.
Okay.
All right.
That's going to make someone I know unhappy.
All right. Mm-hmm. You need any help, Eric? Call me.
They're not used to being unhappy, but it does happen from time to time.
Mike.
By the way,
yes.
I think on that subject, and you can amplify it even more, because people that think that there's common sense involved, especially in family law,
yeah.
If you're paying child support, and even if your agreement says it, and you think, well, the child turned 18, I don't have to pay anymore. Not true.
Not always
you
true.
You have to go through a process where they officially release you from it, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And what we've been doing, though, for the past 3 years or so, the law kind of changed. And so we've been putting the termination date into the judgments.
Oh, that makes all kinds of sense. How did that happen?
Well, that's just what we started doing, and the
makes
judges are accepting
sense.
It. The judges are accepting, because my clients were having the same issue. Same.
In my situation, I was told no.
Yeah.
Because I think I paid an extra month or two, and they said it's well worth it because you got to make sure that it's all
right.
Done.
Because the employer says, I can't stop taking your money unless the court says so. Because the court told me to do it, I can't stop unless the court tells me to stop. And so I've been building those right in for the last 2 or 3 years into the actual judgment. So,
and they've been okay with that.
It's called a self-terminating clause.
24/7.
24/7. 239-ASK-MIKE. 239-275-6453. anytime. If it's outside of normal business hours, press 6. You come right to me.
Thanks for bringing Uncle Nick in.
Thank you, Uncle Nick, for being here. It's Mike Chiannopoulos every Tuesday here from Absolute Law. Mike, again, thank you. And to everybody within the sound of my voice, keep listening. You're seconds away from the 4 o'clock safe
word. Is it ever going to be Porterhouse?
Let me look. No. No, it's not.
I know it's not today, but, you know, they should do it one day.
No, I don't see it here. I can look days in advance, not here.
That'll be my secret word.
Boy, if that is.
That's my safe word.
Southwest Florida, we're always here to help. But unfortunately, there's actually very little we can do. Sorry. Just try not to focus on the pain. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney.
You know, it's turning out to be pretty good for a Tuesday.
Sure.
Our buddy D-Train is here.
Hey, D-Train.
Hey, fellas, how are you all?
Doing good.
Nice to see you. We miss you.
I was in the neighborhood, and I figured I'd swing by and say hi.
Appreciate that. Always good to see you.
Junior's doing a great job, but, you know, there's something to be said for the big dog.
Yeah, he doesn't have the age quite yet. He's got that millennial stink on him.
You're really graying up, and I know you had your reenactment. I thought you'd dye your hair for that.
I didn't for this one. I will be in 2 weeks when I'm in Alabama for the 75th anniversary of the Tarawa landings. It'll be the largest Marine Corps reenactment in the United States.
Oh, is this the big one you were telling me about?
Yeah, landing crafts, the whole nine yards.
I want to know which one, because it was brought up to me over the weekend, which one is the reenactment that you do that really that has the trains and all that?
That is the VKE, the Von Kessinger Express. That is up in Parrish, Florida. That is actually the second weekend of November, right after I get back from Alabama. That is a great event.
Yeah, I want to go to that one.
Picture a murder mystery dinner without the dinner and the murder. You show up to the Florida Train Museum, the whole place. The timeline is you're in Nazi-occupied France. So as soon as you pull in, there's a guard station. There's German flags everywhere. You got Germans walking around.
Well, that's you.
You prepay for your train ticket. You get on the train. They start handing you your German papers. And the whole time, they've got guys walking around kind of doing improv, interacting
with
the
public. Do they have authentic whores?
Yes. Some cases there are. And basically, the train, not to give the whole thing away, but the train does ride, and you ride for about 10 miles. And during that time, the train will stop at two different points where skirmishes happen.
You get the experience of being on a train during wartime.
We act out little scenarios on the train while the train's moving. And there's two
papers, please.
And that's the second week of November?
Yeah, I'll post a link up on your all's page as a reminder. Right. We do two shows on Saturday and one on Sunday, so you have plenty of time to go.
All right, good deal.
This Alabama one, though, that's going to be big.
Well, we have Clay Bonnieman Jr. He is the grandson of Alexander Bonnieman, who is the only Medal of Honor recipient to never be recovered from Tarawa. They finally brought his bones back in 2015. They finally found him. He's going to be there. He's actually going to be portraying his grandfather there, but it's going to be a huge event. Next year, we probably will turn it into the 75th anniversary of the Saipan battle. But we're hoping to turn it into a huge Marine Corps thing because Ohio has D-Day for the European theater, and most reenactments revolve around the European theater. So the Marine Corps and the CBs and the Navies, they really don't get their much due props in the reenacting community. So we're hoping to turn this into a huge event.
You're going to get send us some video of that. That sounds like that's going to be outstanding.
I will probably have to wait a week or so because somebody will be out there shooting. It's hard. Obviously, I'm not going to want to carry a cell phone as I'm making a landing off of a landing craft.
Well, you could be a time traveler or something.
Yeah.
Let's get you updated on traffic.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Let's start in Fort Myers. Got a crash. Exit 141 northbound off ramp at Palm Beach Boulevard. I assume that's I-75. Fort Myers, crash. Cypress Lake Drive and Summerlin Lakes Drive. Fort Myers, crash. State Road 31 and Palm Beach Boulevard right by the 7-Eleven. And this one in Lehigh Acres, crash. Gunnery Road, North and Lee Boulevard. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. What can you expect? Well, he's about ready to tell you. He's got today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know. You know, it's that time of year again.
Sure is.
It always is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rocktober.
Your favorite. Mm-hmm. You know, if there's one thing this show is known for, it's keeping you up to date on all the latest fast food fads.
That's the trends.
Yeah.
Yep. Those two.
You want to go to the Mudneck Red Park?
Yep.
Papa John's is selling jack-o'-lantern pizzas for Halloween.
Oh, that's nice.
Arby's has a new menu item. How about a nice duck sandwich?
Mmm. I'd eat it.
I know you would.
Is duck gamey?
It's a dark meat oily bird.
Hmm.
Blade.
What you have to do is put l'orange on it. A man trashes a hospital as they treat him for ingesting Tide Pods.
Jeez.
So it's not his fault.
I am just looking at this next story, and I'm wondering if this is someone I may have dated at some point.
What is it?
Dateline Tampa. A woman hides her crack pipe from the police
yep.
by chewing it up and swallowing the glass.
Yep.
And finally, you know, the internet is a wonderful tool.
It sure is.
Especially when you've got a question about something. Somebody's going to know what it is. A man decides it would be a good idea to ask the internet about a mysterious tool in Daddy's toolbox. What's this for? Well, the internet had an answer, and it's not good. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you.
Has to do with bondage, D-Train.
Laughter. the whole volume's off of that thing again. You know, one day it's not loud enough, and one day it's too loud.
Well, it's a lack of confidence.
It sure is. 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Junior.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
You know, visiting a haunted house for Halloween can be lots of fun.
Sure is.
But not always. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
signs you're at a lame haunted house.
Top signs you're at a lame haunted house.
If it's at Dave the Waterman's house.
Don't bring that person's name up, that idiot. Zito's been trying to get a hold of him
since last Thursday.
Stupid idiot.
Love it.
Well, to be fair to him, we made him delete Zito's number.
It doesn't
that
matter.
That is true.
Zito called him. It pops up on that phone of his.
Well, that was a mistake.
Yep.
Glutton for punishment. Yep.
Giving it out to every damn listener in town.
Come on.
The floors don't creak, but the mattress beneath the obese couple making love upstairs does.
What the hell was that? What was that?
The scariest part is when they seal your phone to text your ex. Oh, that's unpleasant.
Yeah, cuts right through like a knife.
Mm-hmm. Seems the witches are brewing up a pumpkin spice flavored craft beer. The serial killer's weapon appears to be a slap chop. The mummy has the Charmin logo all over him. Dracula is too busy texting to even get out of the coffin.
Oh, God.
You think it's Frankenstein's monster, but it's really just a dejected Pete Davidson.
Aww.
It's nowhere near as scary as the abandoned Sears.
Oh,
all the zombies are off by themselves vaping. And finally, the very top sign, you're in a lame haunted house.
Yes.
Dracula refuses to suck anyone's neck because he doesn't want to get me too'd.
See you in Fort Myers, probably.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis, I love the building.
Right, that's it, baby.
We got to take a break. When we come back, Stan's name that movie, chance to win some nice prizes. Liam Neeson is going to be the actor. Liam Neeson. A lot of films.
I'm really taken with Liam Neeson.
We'll be back.
96 K-Rock. Howard Stern.
All right, well, you get a hold of that Stan and Haney tape.
Where would then send it to?
To me.
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Then we're going to play Stan's Name That Movie. About a half hour away from Mark Haney and the news. Of course, our movie clips today, Liam Neeson. Liam Neeson films. And you could get yourself a nice prize if you're the first person to identify the film. We'll do it as soon as we take a look at traffic.
Now, K-Rock Traffic.
All right, looky here. North Fort Myers got a crash. North Cleveland Avenue at the Taco Bell. Then we have Fort Myers crash, Daniels Parkway and International Drive. Fort Myers crash.
Boy, I'd like an enchilito.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great? Fort Myers crash, Tamiami Trail and Michael G. Rippey Parkway. And one more for you. It is in Estero. Disabled vehicle. Tamiami Trail and Corkscrew Road. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Time now to play Name That Movie. Five movie clips, all featuring the actor Liam Neeson. Been around a long time, been in a lot of big films. big films. Your job is to listen to the clip, be the first person to identify it, and you'll get your choice of the following prizes. Winner's choice. Maybe you'd like a brand new 12-ounce bottle of Stan and Haney Baba Koo Saw.
For the taste that's great and good for you all, it's gotta be Stan and Haney's Baba Koo Saw.
We call it a super condiment. It can go on anything. It's great for dipping, for spreading, for slathering.
There's nothing like it.
Yep. Nothing. There isn't. Maybe you'd like to go to Punta Gorda this weekend for the Florida International Air Show. I got a pair of tickets there for that if you'd like to go. If you haven't been to an air show, it's phenomenal. We have $50 to the Pewter Mug North. We have a pair of tickets to Redneck Mud Park for the 10th anniversary Fall Classic.
Well done.
That's going to happen November 8th through the 11th. Or maybe you'd like to have $20 to Subway. Go to a area participating Subway. Doesn't matter. You're Cape Coral, Fort Myers, Naples. $20 to Subway.
I wonder if they sue. If they would sue you if you were to open up Stan's Mudneck Red Park.
Well, if I had my own land, I would. Your job is to be the first person to identify the film.
You don't really own your land anyway. They got the mineral rights.
Of course they do. Just right under the topsoil, it's theirs. Liam Neeson. Five movie clips, your job to identify the movie. First person to do it. Phones are on lockdown. I'll release the phones after we play the first clip. Name this Liam Neeson film and win a prize.
Do you mind, gentlemen? I happen to be at a funeral.
I'd like to talk to you about your list.
It's no big secret. Most of the cast and crew knew about it. I didn't tell you because it was just a harmless game.
Sounds pretty sick to me.
Let me tell you something, Callahan. People are fascinated with death and violence. That's why my films make money. They're an escape, a vicarious release of fear. Same thing with this game.
Well, someone gave Squares the drugs that killed him. Maybe it was you.
You can't tie me into Johnny's death just because of a coincidence. My assistant and my effects supervisor were playing the game too. Why don't you talk to them?
Oh, we will. But nobody on their list is dead yet.
Hey, look, Callahan, Johnny was a major drugs user and I predicted he'd die this year, but that's all I did. Don't you get it? The whole idea is to pick celebrities who aren't going to make it because they're old, or because they're sick, or because they're in a high-risk profession.
Like police work?
Nothing personal, love.
I don't like your list, Swan. I don't like being on it.
Ah, oh, that's what this is really all about, isn't it? Well, if you've got a charge to make...
Maybe I'll start my own pool and put you on it.
You threatening me?
You want to play the game. You better know the rules, love.
Name the movie. 277-9600. Phone lines are open. Liam Neeson. That's our actor for today. Name the movie. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Pete.
Pete, can you name the movie?
Die Hard?
No, no. 277-9600. Name that Liam Neeson film. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Brian.
Brian, name the movie.
Deadpool.
The Deadpool. The final Dirty Harry film.
Uh-huh.
And here's something that came out in 1988. Jim Carrey sings Welcome to the Jungle. He's the rock star. He ODs. And when you're at his funeral, where Callahan's waiting for Liam Neeson's character, the director of the video, to talk to him, they have all the mourners around the casket. And who's mourning along with him? The whole band of Guns N' Roses.
Really?
Yep. What would you like?
Do you have the Busch Gardens Halloween?
No. I've got Babacoo Saw. I've got the Punta Gorda International Air Show. I've got Pewter Mug. I've got Redneck Mud Park. I've got Subway.
Pewter Mug, please, sir.
You got it, buddy. Hold on. Just like that. Liam Neeson films. Movie clip number two. Name this movie.
One step ahead of the game is the plan, kid. 2 to 3 steps ahead. Beating an enemy's move before it's even made. That's a plan.
Hatchet, hatchet. Lock on my LC.
General Zuko, you're currently engaged in unauthorized warfare on United States military personnel.
No. You engage me!
Repeat, you're engaged in unauthorized warfare on United States military personnel.
Over United States airspace.
What?
Alpha.
Mike.
Foxtrot! In other words, adios! Oh, no.
You ain't genius!
But don't play the game, that's it!
Oh, I never should have doubted you, boss!
There's a plan in everything, kid. And I love it when a plan comes together.
Name the movie. Name the
Liam Neeson. The Fool.
Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is David.
David, name the movie.
That is from It's the A-Team.
It's the A-Team. You are correct. What would you like?
Let me try some of that barbecue sauce.
You're going to love it. You're going to love the barbecue sauce. Hold the line. Yeah, and I have to be reminded that the A-Team was made into a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So was Chips.
Yeah. So, yep.
How come they haven't done the Rockford Files yet?
Because there's no one that can replace James Garner.
Well, there's a new Magnum P.I.
Can you believe that?
Goes right with the new Hawaii 5-0.
Well, here's something that's crazy. The new Hawaii 5-0 is already into its ninth season.
I heard they were coming out with that.
Yeah.
When's it on?
Yeah. It's on Friday nights. Liam Neeson films. As we move along, this is film clip number three. Your job to identify the movie and get yourself a prize. Redneck Mud Park, pewter mug. Florida International Air Show in Punta Gorda this weekend. Barbecue saw. Subway. Boy, $20 will get you a few footlongs. I'll tell you that right now. That's great for lunch. You know, why don't you be the hero back at your office and bring everybody sandwiches? Yeah, I'm just saying. You know, because we always get these people, I don't know if I want that.
Yeah, well, they're not going to do anything for you.
Yeah. How about the kid that mows your lawn? I call them little handshakers. You know, hey.
Yeah, because you like to play the big man.
Yeah, hey, Timmy. Thanks for doing the extra weeding there, just not putting the mower to it. You know, that needs that little edging.
Yeah.
And then you give them a little handshake, a little back slap, and it's a $20.
Why do you call it a handshaker? Is there a technique?
Oh, yeah. If I had the gift certificate here, look at it. See, what I say this is the gift certificate.
Mm-hmm.
Right here. You got it right there. Thanks.
Right in the palm of the hand. Yep. You act like there's nothing there.
Yeah. Like you're going to go for a handshake. Mm-hmm. Then there's a little extra. That's a handshaker.
Do you ever prank them?
I don't know that you like, want to prank them.
Like if you got a handshaker and they go to take it out of your hand, you go, hey, that's mine.
My dad's friend, the Turk, used to go and do that to me.
Surprised you got the nerve to bring his name up the way you treated his son.
I know. Because I said I wanted to kill him.
You wanted to kill the Turk's son.
Yep.
You have any idea the problems that would cause?
Yep, that didn't go over well. I had to apologize to the Turk.
Yeah, well.
His son was a brat.
Yeah, dad may be the Turk, but his son's the jerk.
Yep, he was. Come over every Christmas and break my toys. I had
and,
this.
And you had a lot of toys to break.
Well, you know what? He'd come over, and I still remember one year. I had this wind-up train, and it had, I must have been about 7 or 8, and the conductor on the train had this big hat on. He came up from the top of the train, and it was like a doll's head with a conductor's cap on it. And Turk's son, who was Richie, came up and goes, oh, look at that. That's good for pounding my fist on it. And he crushed the hat on the conductor said.
No way.
Yeah, and I wasn't supposed to say anything.
Why didn't you kick his ass?
That's what got me in trouble. I said, I want to kill you. Oh, don't you say that to the Turk, son. You apologize to the Turk. Sorry.
Now, did you apologize to the Turk or the son?
I had to apologize to them both.
Oh.
Yep.
See, I wouldn't have any problem apologizing to the Turk, but Richie?
Yep. I'd apologize to him, too. And I'm 56 years old and I still remember it. It was traumatic.
What would you say to Richie?
I'd like to punch him in that fat face of his.
Is there a name you'd like to call him?
Yeah, I can't say it on the air.
Is he a baby?
Yeah, big baby. Big wine baby.
And I bet you'd like to publicly say, you are not his friend.
Oh, no. I'm not. I was never.
Because.
He's a big baby. Harry, movie clip, sorry.
Would you like to mock him?
I don't want to mock him.
Bleh.
I don't want to do that.
Big baby.
Liam Neeson film.
I bet he plays with girls' toys.
Well, I bet he does. I'd like to say it right now, but Dave the Waterman got in trouble for saying that word.
Yep. Bet he's got Barbies. Doesn't even know what a G.I. Joe is.
It ends with it. Movie clip number 3. Liam Neeson. Name this movie.
This it, priest? The Pope's new army? A few crusty bitches and a handful of ragtags?
I know, Bill. You swore this was a battle between warriors, not a bunch of Miss Nancy's. So warriors is what I brought.
The O'Connell Guard!
The Plogoglies!
The Sharptails!
The Chichesters!
The 40 Thieves!
On my challenge, by the ancient laws of combat, we are met at this chosen ground to settle for good and all who holds sway over the 5 points. Us natives, born right-wise to this fine land, or the foreign hordes defiling it.
By the ancient laws of combat, I accept the challenge of the so-called natives. You plague our people at every turn. But from this day out, you shall plague us no more. For let it be known that the hand that tries to strike us from this land shall be swiftly cut down.
And may the Christian Lord guide my hand against your Roman popery.
Prepare to receive the true Lord.
Yeah! Yeah! Okay, name the movie. Name that.
Boy, that was over quick.
Liam Neeson movie. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Tyler.
Well, who? What's your name?
Tyler.
Hey, Tyler, how are you?
Good.
Can you name the movie?
Gangs of New York.
It is Gangs of New York. You are absolutely correct. What would you like?
Pewter mug.
Done. Hold on.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Was that a person or an AI?
I don't know.
It was very convincing. Yep.
Well, they've come a long way.
Yeah, you seen the sex dolls?
Yep, unbelievable. Movie clip number 4. Liam Neeson movies. I want the correct title of this movie. Name it.
Qui-Gon, sir. I don't want to be a problem.
You won't be any. I'm not allowed to train you. So I want you to watch me and be mindful. Always remember, your focus determines your reality. Stay close to me, and you'll be safe.
Master, sir, I've been wondering, what are midichlorians?
Midichlorians are a microscopic life form that resides within all living cells.
They live inside me.
Inside your cells, yes. And we are symbionts with them.
Symbionts?
Life forms living together for mutual advantage. Without the midichlorians, life could not exist, and we would have no knowledge of the Force. They continually speak to us, telling us the will of the Force. When you learn to quiet your mind, you'll hear them speaking to you.
I don't understand.
With time and training, Annie, you will. You will.
You will.
Don't feel bad, kid. I don't get it either.
That's the first movie clip since he's been working here that Junior knows what it is.
Proud of himself.
Yeah, he
huh?
sure is. Let's see if somebody else knows the answer. Name that movie. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Nick.
Nick, can you name it?
Star Wars: The Phantom Menace.
Yes, The Phantom Menace. You are absolutely correct. What would you like?
I'll do the air show tickets, please.
You got them. Hold on, buddy.
Bad title. They should have called it Star Wars: Duel of the Fates.
Oh yeah, with Darth Maul.
Uh huh.
Yeah, that's the episode one, The Phantom Menace. He seems like, and he's on the phone with the winner right now. He seems like he could be a Warzy.
A Warzy, huh?
You know he is. Now, you know your Star Wars pretty darn good.
Well, that's because it's mine. Do you 1977.
Do you remember a few years back, and I can get them, the sounds of the various machines that were in Star Wars, and you cleaned up on it?
Yeah, I probably don't know anymore because there's too many now.
But I'll bet you if Mr. Warzy over here and you and I have some of those classic ones.
I've already done it. Let him try. By the way.
Yeah, I got one more movie.
Well, let's get it out of the way.
All right. They're the easiest out of them all. Name the movie. Win a prize.
Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson.
Wake up. I need you to be focused. You focused yet?
Didn't have any problem focusing when you were writing all those dirty things about Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Where is this girl?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we used to outsource this kind of thing. But what we found was the countries we outsourced to had unreliable power grids. Very third world. Sometimes you'd turn on a switch and the power wouldn't come on for hours. And then tempers would get short. Here you can flip a switch and the power stays on all day. Where is she?
Well, I don't have any more time to waste.
You either give me what I need or this switch will stay on until they turn the power off for lack of payment on the bill. Where's my daughter?
Name the movie.
You need to save that sound effect for Dave.
Yeah. Name the movie. Ahoy, who's this?
Joe.
Hey, Joe, what's the name of the movie?
Taken.
It is Taken. Of course it is. What would you like?
Do you have any the pewter mug thing?
Do we have? We're all out of the pewter mug until next month. We have the air show. We have Barbecue Saw. We have Subway. And we have Redneck Mud Park.
Okay, I will go for the air park. The air show.
You got it. You're going to enjoy that too, by the way. Hold on. I'll set you up with the air show. It's this weekend up in Punta Gorda. Hold on. There we go. Yes, you wanted to say something.
Yes, you did the audience a great disservice.
How did I do that?
Because you were talking about the Deadpool.
Yeah.
And you intriguingly mentioned all of these interesting stories about Jim Carrey and Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
But you didn't play that clip.
No, I did not. I'm not going to play Guns N' Roses. I played the funeral scene where Guns N' Roses, the band, was standing.
But you're
all
telling
around
me that a pre-famous Jim Carrey,
yes,
sang "Welcome to the Jungle."
Yes, he did. Yep, and he was doing it in a freezer, and they were filming the music video to it, and he was the rock star. And then they went to the trailer. They thought he OD'd, but he did not. Somebody wanted him dead because he was on the Deadpool.
This is ridiculous.
And Callahan's name is on there, too. We're going to take a break.
Hold on.
What? It's just him singing the song, and then there's cussing.
Does he actually sing it, or is he
no,
just lip-syncing?
No, he's lip-syncing it.
Oh, well, that's nothing. I wish
that's
he'd
right.
Told me that. But it really is ridiculous watching him do this. He is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, he's a drug addict. And it's supposed to be for a video like in a haunted house or something.
It's stupid. I can't believe that was in a Dirty Harry movie.
That's the start of the movie. He was on the Deadpool.
You know, it didn't bother me at the time because I didn't know who he was. But I have such a deep dislike of him.
I know you do. We'll be back. Stan and Annie. 96
K-Rock. What's your case worth? Dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
96 K-Rock is where we've been for many years. It's not a bad place to be. Besides, we've been told we can check out any time we like. And then they said something else. But I forgot what it was. Stan and Annie on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here. We'll check traffic for you here in just a second. Mark Haney in the news. Coming up, Roger Marley in at 6 o'clock, and he will have the 6 o'clock safe word for you.
I don't know how he's not in jail.
Well, I know. Saw him Saturday night, too, at bike night.
What was he doing, shaking people down?
Well, he didn't have a bike to start the night. But he had one before the night was over with.
How does that happen?
Kick somebody right off it. Guy had all the leathers on and all that stuff. It was with a group because they had their gang. Kicked him off the bike, got on the bike, and not one of those other gang members did anything. They said, it's yours.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me.
Mm-hmm.
He knocked the guy off the bike.
Yeah.
Took his vest with all the patches, put it on, and I'm the boss now.
Yep. Rode around on it for about 10 minutes and got off the bike, took the vest off, threw it on the ground, stepped on it, and said, there, done.
Then spit and left.
Yep. That's your Roger Marley for you.
God.
Yeah.
Why did they hire him, man? He's dangerous.
Dangerous. You saw him. Well, it was pretty scary, wasn't it?
I was terrified.
Yep. I can hear it in your voice now.
I didn't think you would top the last bike night we were at.
Yeah.
Where he did it. It might have been the same guy he did it to. And I saw him riding around on the bike, and he had the guy with the full patch and everything on the back. And he says, "You ride bitch now."
Yep. Made him get on the back of the bike.
Yep.
Rode him around. Made him suck his thumb.
The humiliation.
Yep. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home.
He does what he wants.
Yep.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Let's see. God, we start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash North Cleveland Avenue right at the Taco Bell. This is also in North Fort Myers. Crash. Anthean Lane at Herons Glen. Then we have two in Lehigh Acres showing up. Crash. Sarah Avenue North and Lee Boulevard. And the other one is in the 4700 block of Leonard Boulevard South in Lehigh Acres. And you are up to date. Mark Haney and the News. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
Direct from our newsroom in color. This is the evening news with Russ Hodge in Memphis, Tennessee. Dan Rather in New York. Bernard Kalb in Saigon. Marvin Kalb in Wellington, New Zealand. And Bert Quint in Khe Sanh, South Vietnam.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday,
October
16th.
Double M, XV, triple I.
Boy, it's flying, isn't it?
It sure is. We're halfway done with the month.
Telling it like it is, I mark any time now for things you didn't know.
Thank you.
By the way, I'm having a good day. You know why?
Why?
It's one of those days where I was just thinking, man, I need to get to the grocery store. And then I realized, oh, wait, I went last night. Yeah. I can go straight home.
It's a great feeling.
Isn't it? That ever happened to you?
Yes. Oh, I always think about where I got to go after I get done with work. And then when those days where, oh, I don't have to do anything. I got everything.
Wait a second. I already did that. I can just go home.
I've got all my old man pills. I got those all taken care of. Got food in the house.
You know what? You talk about old man pills. What's it going to be like when you really have to take old man pills?
I don't know. I'm getting used to it. Now, I still remember because...
No, we've stabilized now.
I went on the cholesterol medication in my 30s, and when the doctor looked at me and said, I really hate putting you on the cholesterol medicine at 35 because you're going to have to stay on it the rest of your life. And then I said to him, I still remember this, I said, doesn't this cholesterol medicine wreak havoc on your liver?
Oh, yeah.
And he said, oh, yeah. I said, well, then doesn't it come down to what I want to die from first, a heart attack or liver disease? And he goes, yeah, if you want to think about it like that.
Depressing. No, but what we've done now is we've set ourselves up for further disappointment.
Yeah.
Because what we've done is, you know, we hit 50 and then beyond. And now we've kind of stabilized and said, okay, this is bad, but I can live with it.
Yeah, but it's only going to get worse.
Yes.
Yeah, you have to realize that. I want to tell you this.
No, because you convince yourself, okay, this is bad. If it doesn't get any worse, I might be
but
okay.
The human body, you know, would you ever ask yourself, we had a big discussion when I was at UCF. In one of our little psych discussions.
Was Cheryl there?
Not in this one. She was communications. The human body, you say to yourself, when do I stop growing and when do I start aging? It's very subtle. It's a very, you can't discern it and pinpoint it. But ask the...
And then you got that brief moment of equilibrium where you're doing neither.
You crest. When do you stop growing, crest, and then you begin
to die?
Subtly, your cells aren't replacing themselves. You start 25. 25 is the peak. 25 is as good. You know, you'll be in your 30s and feel great. Your body keeps growing up until about 25, and then it's like the top of the roller coaster. And then at first it's a little slow until it gets all there. And there it goes.
Mm-hmm.
25 is the top of the roller coaster.
And how old is Junior?
How old are you?
25.
Oh, well, that's about as good as it's going to get.
So yeah. It's all downhill for me.
Yes.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yep.
And I heard this growing up, you know, youth is wasted on the young.
Yeah, it's true.
And it is true, because when you're young, you're starting out, you're scrapping, trying to make something of yourself.
Yep.
And by the time that you have a reasonable life, you're already fading.
Yeah, oh yeah. That's the way it is.
You never win.
And I've said this before, and that's why I remind Dave, the Waterman, of it. Think of life as a quarters in a football game. The average lifespan, give or take a few years with a man or a woman, is 80 years. You live to 80. You're at halftime of your life when you're at 40. You're the first quarter of life up until you're 20. Second quarter up until you're 40. Then it's halftime. Then you come back after the half, 40 to 60. You're in the third quarter of life, and then you go into the fourth quarter.
And you got to hope you finish strong.
Yep.
Can't be one of those teams that collapse.
So there you go. By the way, Dennis Hoff died. How old was he?
72.
Yep. The owner, operator of the Nevada Bunny Ranch.
But you know what? You can say this for Dennis Hoff. And I know some people won't see it this way. He didn't go in a bad way.
No.
He didn't have a bunch of tubes and stuff. He was just living, and then he was gone.
Yep. Perfect way. On his own terms, at 72, where he could still do anything he wanted until he can't.
All right. Things you didn't know.
All right.
I know you are familiar with the famous director M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong.
I like his movies.
Now, he gets I would say an undeserved amount of heat for making a bunch of bombs. But all but one of his movies have been profitable.
Yeah, I like his movies.
He made one movie that lost money. That film was Wide Awake in 1998. Anything he's ever done other than that
makes
made money.
Yep.
Here's a weird one for you. The fax machine was invented 30 years before the telephone.
What?
The fax machine was invented 30 years before the telephone.
What are we talking about? Morse code, wireless?
If you think about it, that kind of technology was there.
Yeah.
Where do Snickers come from?
Oh, the Hershey factory. And there's a fistful of peanuts in every bar.
But where is the Hershey factory?
Isn't it Hershey, Pennsylvania?
That's what you would think.
That's what I would think. Or are they M&M Mars?
Yeah, Mars, I think.
I don't know where they're made.
Every single, and this proves another theory of ours, every Snickers bar is made in Waco, Texas.
Oh.
With one exception. And I've always told you, there's something weird about it. Except the tiny, fun-sized ones.
That they give out at Halloween.
Yeah. We don't know where they're made.
Fun size.
But your normal ones all come from the same place.
Yeah.
Fun size.
Mm-hmm.
Elsewhere.
Yeah. There's nothing fun about fun size. One bite? Come on, there's nothing fun about that.
You know, we were talking about M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong.
Yeah.
I guess you could call some of his movies horror movies.
Yeah.
But
creepy.
They made money.
Yeah.
You know what the most profitable movie ever was, percentage-wise?
My guess would have to be either a big budget film or a low budget film that cost like $50,000 to make and somehow was a big hit. You know, what was the one where they made it look like it was all handheld in the in the woods there?
Well, I think you're thinking of Blair Witch Project.
That's right. That thing, you know, cheapo looking, but made tons of money.
Mm-hmm. Similar. The movie Paranormal Activity.
Okay. Same thing.
Yep. Cost $450,000 to make.
And made?
$89.3 million.
That's a nice little jump.
That would be a return on investment of 19,751%.
That's movie making right there.
That's what they like. It's been a rough year for Papa John's, and the way that they have treated Papa John is reprehensible. Yeah. But perhaps they'll save the company by a strategically arranged pepperoni. They've got a new Halloween pizza shaped like a jack-o'-lantern.
Oh, boy.
It's mostly round, but it has a little nub on the top, like a pumpkin stem. Aww. And the pepperoni is laid out to make eyes, a smile, and a border around the edge.
There it is. Hmm.
Now they're available for Halloween, and they only cost $24 for a large. Yeah. But you can get $13 off.
What?
Using the coupon code JACKOLANTERN. You should probably use that.
That'd be my advice. Mm-hmm. We got to take a break.
We're going to do a quick one before we
All
do.
All right, quick.
No fast food chain in the United States has ever served duck.
Until now.
Now, for the past couple of years, a handful of Arby's have served deer during hunting season.
Yep.
This year, they're doing seared duck breast sandwiches during duck hunting season. They will be available this Saturday and only at 16 locations that appear to be small cities where hunting is big, mainly places like Montana and Texas.
Oh, well, we won't get them here.
Yeah, but they made history.
Well, there's a picture of it.
Yep.
They put some onion straws on there, too.
Yep. Get that Arby's sauce on there.
Yeah.
Or horsey sauce if you're a perv. In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, 26-year-old Brandon McVay of Council Bluffs, Iowa, is what you'd call hip.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
he's cool in the house.
Always on to the latest thing.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Brandon? The next big thing. You probably don't know about it.
Yeah, it's called fidget spinners.
Yep. Brandon went to the hospital earlier this month at about 1 in the morning. Why?
Why? Jeez, look at him. He's a hipster.
Get ready. Because he'd eaten a Tide Pod.
Ooh, the latest. I don't know that I've had to answer. Junior, have you known anybody in your clique of friends that did the Tide Pod?
No.
You sure?
Yeah, oh, I'm positive, and I want to talk to them anymore.
Did you do it?
Did I do it?
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's all right. We got time to work with them.
Yep, I know.
Let me give you a hint. If Stan and Haney are talking about it, the ship has sailed.
Yeah, a long time ago. Tide Pod.
So Brandon is in the hospital because he's a 26-year-old man who's eaten a Tide Pod. But, you know, they got to treat everybody.
Yeah.
And as they were taking care of him, Brandon flipped out and went on a rampage. He trashed his room, then headed out into the hallway and went to work on computers, breaking glasses, and
dishes. I'd make him clean it up himself.
He He wound up doing more than $7,500 worth of damage before the police arrived and restrained him.
Mm-hmm. Properly.
He was charged with felony criminal mischief. No word on what motivated him to eat a Tide Pod a solid 8 months after the stupid trend peaked.
Put that son of a bitch in a 4-point.
There's the father.
Yes! Look at him. He's going around. Look at him. That haircut and that beard. The only thing he needs to do is shave the mustache. Then he goes around with that Abe Lincoln beard. Though that's the true hipster.
Yep. Well, all of it needs to be shaven off.
Yes! Yep.
And dropped off at the Marine Corps recruiter. Yep.
Give him a what for. Come back a man.
Yep. Stan, have I ever dated a Darielle Hutton?
I don't know about Darielle, but the Hutton name does ring a bell.
I think it might be
her sister.
Just, so, it seems familiar.
How old is she?
52.
No, he probably dated her daughter.
No, that would be according to form. But it just sounds familiar for some reason.
It does.
Now, I'll go ahead and do the story and see you know.
Sure.
See if anything sounds familiar
to
you.
Sure.
52-year-old Darielle Hutton was being questioned by the police near Tampa last Friday. For some reason, they were looking for her boyfriend's keys. So, being very cooperative, she began digging through her purse for them. The things you will find in a woman's purse.
Oh, it's amazing.
And as she was digging, the officer next to her spotted a crack pipe in her purse.
Yeah. A little one-hitter.
She realized this, and before they could grab it, she made a split-second decision. She put the crack pipe in her mouth, chewed up the glass, and swallowed it. By the time they finally got her mouth open, she was bleeding profusely.
You don't say.
But the crack pipe was gone. It's not clear what issues she had passing the glass later on.
Ah, look at this. Look at her scabby. And does she think that hairdo makes her look pretty?
I don't know, but she thought swallowing the crack pipe would help her. It didn't. She's facing charges for tampering with evidence, resisting arrest, and possession of narcotics because, although she swallowed the crack pipe,
yeah,
she forgot about all the pills in her purse.
But there's meth involved here, too. She's scabby, and you notice that there's not, you know, obviously she's not smiling, but I don't know if there's all her teeth there either.
What the hell is going on with that hair? That looks like the last guy.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, the internet is a wondrous thing.
Sure is.
When you're curious about something, right there at your fingertips.
Yep. It wasn't always that way.
Nope. You know, when I begin to wonder about what life was like in ancient Mesopotamia, I can look it right up.
Mm-hmm.
And something that the internet is somewhat famous for is people will take photos and say, hey, does anybody know what this is? Most people say the chupacabra.
Yep.
But it could be anything.
I go with the chupacab.
A man posted a picture on Reddit yesterday of two small, mysterious tools he found in his dad's toolbox.
So this has to be an adult son that was doing this, a teenager, what does it say?
Old enough to post a picture,
yeah,
Stan.
Yeah.
Couldn't figure out what these tools were for. What
the hell is this?
So he went to the internet. Now they look like screws inside of small clear tubes. And the guy just couldn't figure it out and asked if anyone had any idea what these could be for. Well, of course, there's always somebody. And he got his answer quickly. They're nipple toys used in BDSM sex play. The specific item that he had there in the photograph turned out to be nipple toys. Their listing for the product describes them powerful suction,
ooh,
which increases pleasurable breast arousal. The description also notes that they're very discreet.
Right.
No one would ever know.
Do we have a picture of the picture?
Unless, of course, your idiot son posted on the internet.
Yeah. You know, nobody needs to know daddy's kinks, okay? We all got them. You don't need to know daddy's.
Mm-hmm.
Is there not a picture of this contraption? I don't know that I would know what here it is. Nice.
No, you wouldn't know that.
I don't know what that. I don't know. I have no idea what that would be. I'd do the same thing.
Phillips head.
What is that? The hell?
Well, it must be one of them damn metric ones. And that's the news for today, Tuesday, Rocktober 16th.
Yeah.
Double M XV Triple I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Monty Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. I just got this thing texted to me. I just bought a new Jeep and named it Elizabeth Warren because it's all white, but it says it's a Cherokee. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
We made Jason Priestley cry like a woman. And we can do the same for you if you're some sort of effeminate, drug-addled, washed-up asshole. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Could you imagine if we made Jason Priestley or a young actor today cry on the show? We'd be, let's see.
You're so uncool.
Yeah, that's uncool, man.
I don't care.
Let's see. Fort Myers, crash. Lee Road at the racetrack. Fort Myers, crash. McGregor Boulevard and College Parkway. Then we got a couple showing up here in Estero. Crash. Corkscrew Road and River Ranch Road. And in Estero, crash. Williams Road and South Tamiami Trail.
You know what Jason Priestley's like?
What?
A weak Dave the Waterman.
Yeah, very weak.
He was very much like Dave.
Yeah. Big baby.
Only Dave's not that bad.
No. You're up to date.
Dave's a bigger man than Priestley.
Oh, look. They're
you gotta
different,
agree
they're
on that.
Different kinds of big babies.
Well, I'm not a baby.
You're a baby. Let's laugh.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Like they say, being a parent is a full-time job, but it seems more like a horrible unpaid internship. Yeah. Where like the first 5 years, you bring your boss lunch, and he just throws it on the ground half the time. How are you running this company? I would never accept that job in an interview. They'd be like, do you want this full-time job? Oh, well, what does it pay? You pay. Thousands. For at least 18 years, or you could go to jail. Well, what do I get out of it? You get judged for asking that question. What do you get out of it? You get love. Uh-huh. For 13 years. Ten to 13 years. And then you get judged and resented for 5 to 10 years. And then you get love again based on how much money you give them. I'm not saying that kids aren't worth it. I'm just saying that they cost more than they're worth.
Have yourselves a great evening. Roger Marley coming in next. He's going to have a 6 o'clock safe word for you. Could get you $1,000. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. I got to hand it to our girl. She knows that Halloween is not a good thing.
No.
For an adult, especially an older adult. She's learned the hard way.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
I am going to admit something to myself. I have never liked Halloween. There's always too much pressure. As a little kid, there was pressure to be adorable. A little older, and there was pressure to get more candy than your friends got. Then there was the pressure to eat it all. Then the pressure to save it all. Then there was the pressure to hide it all and try to eat it when my parents were asleep. Then there was the pressure to look scary for a couple years, and it was time to start looking hot. Then came the Halloweens when I had to look super hot, have a hot date, win the costume contest, and not drink so much that I'd puke. Now there's pressure to not be the older woman in the too young costume. But I also don't want to be the still hot enough to look good but wearing an old lady costume girl. And I've still got the pressure to not puke at the office party while drinking all the zombies under the table. And let's be honest, I still have the pressure to eat all my candy when no one's looking. I really, really hate Halloween.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Astonishing, really.
Yeah, shocking.
Has she become self-aware?
I don't know, because 96.1% of all the women out there still think Halloween's the best. Let's get dressed up in sexy something. Well, this happens to you. You can't blame the old codger. Happens every Halloween. An 85-year-old guy from Ohio.
God, my God. Can you imagine living 85 years, having to deal with more nonsense?
85-year-old guy in Ohio named, what a great old person name, Delbert Holsinger.
Like it.
Yeah.
Del?
Delbert Holsinger. Made his front yard look like a plane had crashed. Fake skeletons in the cockpit.
Mm-hmm.
It all looked real enough for at least one Gladys Kravitz to call 911 and say, there's something wrong here.
That's the witch's head I put down there to, as a pastor or whatever. This guy here was the pilot. And that's, I actually got that last year when, after Halloween, when everything went on sale, I just picked it up. I can't pass up sales, so I wanted to do something with it. And my son-in-law helped me put it in the tree and get it set up. I like looking at things like that, and I check things out when I drive down the highway. They ought to forget their concerns and things like that, and then let people laugh and have a good time.
Yeah, laughter. Oh, the whole volume's off of that thing again. You know, one day it's not loud enough, and one day it's too loud.
Well, it's a lack of confidence.
It sure is. 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark...
Stan?
Everyone.
Junior?
Haney?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
You know, visiting a haunted house for Halloween can be lots of fun.
Sure is.
But not always. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the...
Top.
Signs you're at a lame haunted house.
Top signs you're at a lame haunted house.
If it's at Dave the Waterman's house...
Don't bring that person's name up, that idiot. Zito's been trying to get a hold of him since last Thursday. Stupid idiot.
Love it. Well, to be fair to him, we made him delete Zito's number.
It doesn't
that
matter.
That is true.
Zito called him. It pops up on that phone of his.
Well, that was a mistake.
Yep.
Glutton for punishment.
Yeah, giving it out to every damn listener in town.
Come on.
The floors don't creak, but the mattress beneath the obese couple making love upstairs does.
What the hell was that? What was that?
The scariest part is when they seal your phone to text your ex. Oh, that's unpleasant.
Yeah, cuts right through like a knife.
Mm-hmm. Ah, seems the witches are brewing up a pumpkin spice flavored craft beer. The serial killer's weapon appears to be a slap chop. The mummy has the Charmin logo all over him. Dracula is too busy texting to even get out of the coffin.
Oh, my God.
You think it's Frankenstein's monster, but it's really just a dejected Pete Davidson. It's nowhere near as scary as the abandoned Sears. All the zombies are off by themselves vaping. And finally, the very top sign, you're at a lame haunted house.
Yes.
Dracula refuses to suck anyone's neck because he doesn't want to get me too'd.
See you in Fort Myers, probably.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis, I love the building.
That's it, baby.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.